Chapter 66, Treasure in Heaven. Christ entreats, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. This work of transferring your possessions to the world above is worthy of all your best energies. It is of the highest importance and involves your eternal interests. That which you bestow in the cause of God is not lost. All that is given for the salvation of souls and the glory of God is invested in the most successful enterprise in this life and in the life to come. Your talents of gold and silver, if given to the exchangers, are gaining continually in value, which will be registered to your account in the kingdom of heaven. You are to be the recipients of the eternal wealth that has increased in the hands of the exchangers. In giving to the work of God, you are laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven. All that you lay up above is secure from disaster and loss, and is increasing to an eternal and enduring substance. Profit for time and eternity. It should be your determined purpose to bring every power of your being into the service of Christ. Why? His service is profitable for the life that now is, and for that which is to come. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If the eye is single, if it is directed heavenward, the light of heaven will fill the soul, and earthly things will appear insignificant and uninviting. The purpose of the heart will be changed, and the admonition of Jesus will be heeded. You will lay up your treasure in heaven. Your thoughts will be fixed upon the great rewards of eternity. All your plans will be made in reference to the future, immortal life. You will be drawn toward your treasure. You will not study your worldly interest, but in all your pursuits the silent inquiry will be, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Bible religion will be woven into your daily life. The true Christian does not allow any earthly consideration to come in between his soul and God. The commandment of God wields an authoritative influence over his affections and actions. If everyone seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness would be always ready to work the works of Christ, how much easier would become the path to heaven. If the eye is single to the glory of God, the treasure will be laid up above, safe from all corruption or loss, and where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus will be the pattern that you will seek to imitate. The law of the Lord will be your delight, and at the day of final reckoning you will hear the glad words, Well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.